If you do a little bit more study in Scripture, hopefully what this reading does, it reminds you, it should take you back to another time where a different 72 men are chosen. And that's with Moses. And when Moses needed help with governing the people Israel, and God is establishing something new. And so it should put up in our minds 72 elders. Whoa, I remember that with Moses. Something's going on here. There's something different. God is establishing something. Like when Moses, when he established the law. And hopefully that's what it does for us. And when we look at this, this is actually something where Jesus is establishing his church. And it particularly refers to the church and to the apostles, the bishops, and priests. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. It actually goes to us as well through the power of our baptism. We're all baptized in the common priesthood. We're called to go out and to bring Jesus Christ into the world. We have an obligation actually to do this. And so we have to ask ourselves, are we bringing Jesus Christ to others? You know, I think we're going to be asked this probably when it comes time for us to die and all that. And did we bring somebody to RCIA class? Are we responsible for somebody being baptized? Even people other than our children. It's a given that we bring our children to baptism. That's a given. What have we done to further the kingdom of God here on earth? And so what it comes down to is we have to learn to share our faith. We've been called to evangelize. Now, we're not going to do it like the evangelicals do, right? You always get the evangelical knock on the door, knock, 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 knock. Do you accept Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior? Oh, are you Catholic? Right? You always get that and somebody knocking on your door doing that. We don't do it like a notch in the belt. You know, sometimes when you get that, you always feel like you're just simply a notch in the belt. They really don't care about you. They just want to get a notch. Oh, I got you in my church. That's not what it's about. It's about bringing the love and the mercy of Jesus Christ to other people so that they can know and love Jesus, that they can find him truly as he really is and not some conjuring up of our idea of who he is. So what do we do? What's the practical things we can do to bring other people to church? First of all, don't poo-poo the faith, right? Believe what the church teaches. And if you struggle with it, it's okay, but struggle with it. Don't just say, well, you know, that stuff, oh, yeah. Because usually what happens is when somebody later on asks you, well, do you believe that? You're usually like, yeah, that's not very inspiring. And when you say, well, you know, I believe this, but I don't believe that. What you're just saying is you're mitigating your faith. You're saying, I don't believe because I don't believe this or I don't believe that. Or at minimum, you're saying, I don't have that much faith because I refuse to believe these things. Faith is a gift. But it's also a consent. We have the will to submit ourselves to Holy Mother Church, the one who has been given the seal of the Holy Spirit to teach what is true, right, and good. So believe. And don't be afraid to believe. If there are areas in your faith, learn about it. We got pamphlets. We got discs back there. By the way, it's not just those things back there aren't for you, necessarily, not necessarily only for you. If you know, you get somebody at work who's always questioning you about things. Well, really? Do you really believe about Mary? Really? Grab a pamphlet. Give it to them. What about Mary? Go ahead and give it to them. That's what it's there for. When you listen to a CD, give it to somebody else who's questioning you about the faith. That way, it's great. You know, you don't have to come up with all the explanations. Learn about the faith. Other ways of passing on your faith is, you know, we got saints. I love this because saints can, you know, like virtue scandalizes people. I love to scandalize people with virtue, with goodness. You know, like yesterday, St. Maria Goretti. You know her story, how she was martyred? She died preserving her purity. She would rather preserve her purity and die than live and not have her purity. Whoa. That's pretty scandalous today, isn't it? Everybody today is like, run away from purity. I don't want to hear that. That's crazy. That's nuts. Purity? Whoa. St. Maria Goretta wasn't the only one. St. Cecilia. St. Dominic. St. Francis of Assisi. St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas, his father didn't want him to become a priest, so he bought somebody to do things with him, and he refused to keep him from being a priest. That's manly purity. Whoa, that's pretty scandalous today, isn't it? St. Gianna said that she would rather die and have her unborn baby live than kill her unborn baby. Whoa. Isn't that something different? Wow. We got some great saints. And on top of that, we got incorrupt saints. You know, I'm going to go to Medjugorje. And when I go to Medjugorje, we're also going to visit this town called Dubrovnik. Dubrovnik has the incorrupt body of St. Silvanus. Incorrupt body never decayed. You can actually go and see his body. I actually took a picture of him. It's great. How many saints do we got? We got a kajillion saints that are incorrupt bodies. Saint Bernadette. She looks like she's sleeping. She looks beautiful. Saint Anthony. How about this one? This is great. Saint Anthony, his whole body decayed except for his tongue. And his tongue still salivates today. You want to scandalize somebody with that? Whoa. That's awesome. We got an awesome faith that God actually produces these miracles so that we can have faith and we can pass it on. Holy metals. Use holy metals. Now, keep some extra ones in your purse or in your wallet or in your pocket. And when somebody needs something, need that little thing of faith to hold on to, you know, when you can have those holy metals blessed. And when I bless those metals, now grace is attached to that metal. And whoever carries that metal with them gets grace 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, you're talking to somebody, they're having a hard time, give them a medal. I'm going to come back from Medjugorje, I'm going to bring a whole bunch of miraculous medals back. Maybe some other medals. Know the saints. Who are the patron saints? St. Michael the Archangel is the patron saint of police officers and the military. You know somebody in the military? Get them a St. Michael medal. Miraculous medal. If you know somebody who needs healing, there's a lot of miracles. There's a reason why they call it the miraculous medal. St. Jude, the patron saint of lost causes. You feel like you're a lost cause? St. Dimphna is a patron saint of those with psychological difficulties like depression and things like that. Get holy cards, and you can have like a stack of them with you and just give them away to people. You know, when you go out and buy things, maybe you're going out to a restaurant or going to Walmart, how often do you say God bless you or Jesus loves you? And you can even hand them a miraculous or whatever kind of medal you want. It's a great way of sharing your faith. It's non-confrontational, and it brings joy, and you're giving them grace. That's awesome. That's beautiful. There's so many things that we can do to share our faith. When you pray, you know, like hopefully you pray grace before meals. Don't just do it at home. Do it in the restaurant too. Don't go, okay, let's hide this real quick. Okay, did anybody see us? No, okay, good, we're safe. No, it's not like you got to go, name of the Father. You know, you don't have to make a big grandiose thing. Just pray. You do it at home, you do it there. No big deal. Don't be afraid to live out your faith. You know, somebody else might need to see that and say, you know, that's good. I want to do that. You might find people saying, yeah, I want to do that. I want to be like them. You know, These are things that are good, virtuous, and holy. We don't want to stunt the faith. We don't want to hinder the faith in our children or other people. We want to make it grow. Because when we share our faith, the world is a better place. And we need this world to be a better place. Don't shrink back of your faith. Live your faith. Change the world.